The death toll from Thursday's migrant boat tragedy off the Italian island of Lampedusa has risen to 111, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. 155 people have been rescued, among them 40 unaccompanied boys aged between 14 and 17, and 6 women. The boat was carrying up to 500 Eritreans. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, says the tragedy should serve as a wake-up call for the international community to step up efforts to provide protection to those who need it and at the same time crack down on human traffickers and smugglers. Melissa Fleming is UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
According to initial accounts by survivors, they left on this boat from Libya 13 days ago, and they came aboard at the port of Misrata. Others joined later in a town to the west called Zuwara. When they approached the Italian coast yesterday, their engine stopped. They had been hoped to be seen earlier and rescued. They reported that fishing boats that they tried to call their attention to just passed by and did not help. To call attention to their presence and their need to be rescued, they set clothing and blankets on fire. A tourist boat did finally spot them and sounded the alert, and the Italian Coast Guard came to their rescue.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay has also voiced her deep shock and sadness following the boat tragedy in Lampedusa. She said the tragedy was an indication of the desperation people living in Eritrea and other countries, including Somalia, face, including insecurity, conflict, as well as the lack of enjoyment of basic economic, social, and cultural rights. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio, Geneva.